stone is hard. That's why it makes a good shield. It stands against the lies. The lies want you to look at what you see. Faith alone looks at what you hear, looks at what God has said, and in this way extinguishes all of those flaming darts of the evil one. The shield of faith, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, the word of God about Jesus for you. You're listening to Oratio, your morning hour of prayer, meditation, and growth here on Worldwide KFUO. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, and we're going to take a quick glance at an awkward, weird little psalm here, Psalm 131. It's kind of like, what is going on? You know, because it's so short, and it starts off with this really interesting, what is it, a boast? Oh, Lord, my heart is not lifted up. My eyes are not raised too high. I mean, I don't think this is what we should be. You know, when you're doing your creative liturgy and you're replacing the confession at the start of the service, don't do it with Psalm 131, right? You know, it's not the way that we would want to confess our sins. So what's going on here? Well, first, remember, it's always about Jesus. The Psalms are always about Jesus. They're his words first. And it is true. He can write. He's the only man in the history of the universe to rightly be able to say, my heart is not lifted up. My eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me, right? Considering equality with God a thing to be grasped is what Paul says he didn't do, even though he is in himself God. And so he can say these things. And in him, you can know that's yours too. This is the marvel of justification, the marvel of a righteousness that's alien to you, but is your own. So you can say, my heart is not lifted up too high, even in the very moment that obviously your heart is. And that you would even take a perverse kind of pleasure in saying it. Yet there is within you this other man, this person who is Jesus, there by faith in his words that he's declared to you, these things are yours. So that even while your wretched and black heart is clearly always lifting itself up too high, it's not lifted up too high in Jesus, other than being lifted up on the cross, which is not too high at all. It's just the right level there to be in his heart, pierced with a spear, blood and water that flow out to water the earth with everlasting life. And this is how then, I mean, this psalm really, think of it as Christ on the cross, confessing, I have not done more than what I have been sent to do. I have not taught other than what I have heard from my Father. My soul is quiet and calm, like a weaned child with his mother. O Israel, hope in the Lord. Yeah. I don't know what the context of this psalm was for David or the psalmist, whoever he wrote it, but it turns so wonderfully. It is so true that this justified outside of you reality that leads to confidence. Confidence and security that you indeed rest behind the shield of Jesus' faith, the sword of Jesus' Spirit, with the helmet of Jesus' salvation on your head from this time forth and even forevermore. Isn't it nice to just sit, be still, and know that? I know you got plenty of stuff to do today. I do too. But just be still and remember, he owns you now. All that you think is so busy and important, it's good for your neighbor. Do it. He owns you now. You're in his mighty and everlasting arms. And yeah, are you a warrior on the field of battle? Do we wage against a present darkness? Absolutely. Armored with his light, conjoined with his righteousness, promised his body and his blood. Now, by faith. Then, by sight. Take and eat, I will raise you up on the last day. That's your armor. Go out and fight. Yeah? Oh, no, don't leave. Don't leave. Sharper iron. We're going to talk more about this. It's coming up on the other side of this break. Get ready to rock.